This is episode 12 of the Pod Squad. I'm Emma, Charlie's here, and so is Abby. Unfortunately, Sophie's not here. So what we're going to be talking about today is, Abby's going to be talking about the worm waste, and Charlie and I are going to be talking about the beetroot and chocolate muffins. And so this is our last Pod Squad episode, and so next time we're going to hand it over. And so we're going to get two new year fours and two new year fives to talk about the kitchen garden, and so we'll do at least one thing with them. So Abby, what's been happening in the garden?
So in the garden, there has been a lot of things happening. Like, all the plants are starting to grow now since it's spring now. And in my last garden session, we were chopping up the worm waste. And so when we were chopping it all up, there was like all these rotten apples and like rotten pears and things. And when we were like finished all chopping it up and putting it into the worm bins, and when we opened the worm bin, it all of the stinky air just like poofed out into our faces, and it stunk so bad. But like when you open the doors for the worm waste, people that just let the doors go down really fast, and then it makes this big horrible thud, and that's when, so we have to be really careful with it, because like if it's not, so if you keep it open, all of the possums, rats and rodents can get in there, and then when you do it, and then when you, the next group that does it, there's just gonna be like all these animals in there. In the garden, at the bottom of the worm waste bins, there's these little taps, and then like when you turn it on, all of the worm wee, it comes out into this little bucket, and then the worm wee is actually really great for your garden. You can actually buy it in the Honesty store.
Do you know how big the containers are for it?
They're like,
I think they go in a milk bottle, like an empty milk bottle, yeah, from the kitchen.
They come, so first it goes into this little small bucket or little container, and then we put all of the worm away from the bucket into milk bottles. So we can sell it at the Honesty store.
Can you explain how stinky it is?
Very stinky, like dog poo.
Yeah, there's like that big yellow bucket.
Yes.
Yeah. I feel bad for those people who have to empty it.
Ugh.
So how are the worms going?
They're going pretty good. When we put like all of the worm waste in there, the worm waste, but we saw like a lot of worms at the top. We saw a bunch of worms in there, and like, so when we put it in there, all of the worms, they just disappeared underneath the...
When my group was doing worms, there was lots and lots of apples, but they were bigger than a golf ball, which is not allowed. And I was wondering where to put them, because there wasn't anything there to put them in. So that's why there might have been some like big stuff and stink, and that might have been stinky. So in kitchen, the beetroot chocolate muffins.
Yeah, yum.
I don't really like beetroot, but it have beetroot in it, so I don't know what's going on.
I like beetroot, but you actually can't taste the beetroot in the muffins. It's like Like, you put the beetroot in, but there is no taste or anything leading to beetroot.
Do you think with, like, anyone can, like, make it at home?
Yeah. It's actually really good.
You guys are so lucky. I was actually not there for that one, but my whole class was telling me about it, and they said it was so good.
Oh.
Yeah. My favourite part was the chocolate.
I heard through the grapevine that Jody took them to this quiz night, and they were really popular there. There was also this very yummy caramel sauce. I just adore caramel. Yeah, and everybody was like dipping their fingers into the sauce sometimes, and they were also dipping their fingers into the mixture a lot. I was like, yeah.
Yeah, that I was one of those people.
Oh, that sounds so good.
Yeah, I like caramel on lots of things. I believe that's all the time we have now. So we'll help the new week one Pod Squad with their first one.
Have a great holiday.
This is going to be our last one, except for next term. We'll be helping out the new Pod Squad. So, yeah, it's kind of our last one.
Hopefully it will be better when the good weather comes in term four, so there won't be as much cancelling for garden.
If we don't see you in the kitchen, we'll catch you in the garden.